Episode 987, Live Joyously Every Day.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It's the weekend, and I hope you are having a wonderful, beautiful weekend. I don't know about you, but it's always great to have a breather. Today is Inspiration Day. You know what? We talk a lot about relationship building on our Saturdays, but I'm kind of going to combine it with inspiration. I don't know about you, but it has been a really long week, and so I thought we needed a reminder, live joyously every day. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. There are days that I just wish we could slow things down. And slow them down to where we could actually enjoy each and every moment, including the bad ones. Maybe you need a little pick-me-up, an escape from the day-to-day doings. Choose to live joyously every day. It's a choice, an option to see the joy wrapped up even in the crap. Oh yes, I said the word. We all have C-R-A-P in our lives. Some just because, well, and others, it's that time of the season. Yet we cannot live our days like we see our days. And that's how most of us are going through life. We live our days the way we can see them. Think about how they used to build houses way, way, way long time ago. Okay, way back. You know, cow manure? Have you ever seen those cow patties? I know if you're eating breakfast, I'm so sorry. But they get really hard. Well, way back when, they took the muds, they took the manure, and they would make the homes from it. The grass shacks, the huts, it was their home. Something that we see as yuck, as C-R-A-P, it's manure. Who wants to touch it? Who wants to use it? Yet look at the beauty in it. It provides shelter. That's pretty awesome. But when we just look at the, we all have to excrete it some way. That's how God made us. We don't want to touch it. It smells, right? Okay, I'll get off the whole manure thing. We have to live joyously every day. We cannot live our days like we see our days. You must see the beauty in the yuck of your days. But that means you have to look a little bit further. You have to dive deeper. The joy of the day is not found in what you see, but in what you harvest. It's fall. Did you know yesterday was the first day of fall? How exciting! Some areas, the leaves are already beginning to change. Up here, we've had crazy weather. Did you know up north here, we had record highs? We were in the mid-90s. Our heat indexes were over 100 degrees. We're talking, it's September 22nd today, and we're having, record highs, record heat indexes. This is crazy. And some of us are like, well, we just want our fall weather. We want to bundle up. If I'm living up north, I want fall weather because I'm tired of the humidity and I'm tired of the heat. It's time to bring it down a little bit. But that kind of adds to what? Everything else in our day, right? Oh, we don't like the weather. It's not pretty outside. We've got gray skies. It's raining, or it might be snowing, or maybe it's too hot where you are. I think about the craziness and the chaos, the devastation of the destruction of what Hurricane Maria left behind. The earthquake in Mexico. Yet you see those workers going out every single day. They have nothing much to live for. They've lost loved ones. They've lost friends. Some towns are no more. Some islands completely gone. Nothing left. Yet there's this hope. This spark, there's something still there, something greater than the CRAP that's happening in their life. Live joyously every day. We all need to take a chapter out of that book, out of their book. None of us want devastation. None of us want destruction in our lives. But it happens. It happens in our relationships. It may even be happening in your marriage right now. You're at a bad spot. You're not communicating right. Maybe you're not doing well in the bedroom. Whatever it is, you feel uncomfortable. It's not right. It's not like that honeymoon phase of your marriage. When you begin to choose to live joyously every day, that creates an amazing foundation. So you know that manure, that CRAP, the stuff that, ooh, smells and we don't want to really touch the yuck of our life? That turned into beauty, right? Because they were able to build homes from that. Now, of course, we don't use that nowadays. I get it. We're a little more high tech. Praise the Lord. We don't have to smell like that. But you would be grateful if it was raining to be inside a hut and you didn't get wet. And the stuff that you harvested stayed dry. That muck, though, that yuck, gave this kind of foundation of beauty. And they saw more than just the yuck and the muck. They chose to live joyously every day. If you want to harvest the yuck, that CRAP, I promise you, you will find plenty of it. Lots of it. When you choose to live joyously every day, you see the sprinkles of goodness, of gratitude, of love, of hope. There's the joy. That's what you really want. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's not all about this stuff that we have around us. It's about what's deep down in your heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Down in my heart. Where is your joy? Is it wrapped up in everybody else? Is it wrapped up in your own job? The joy doesn't come from you. The joy doesn't come from your job. It doesn't come from your spouse. The joy comes from the Lord. A lot of us define joy by what we see, the tangible stuff in life. Makes sense. You see it, you got it, woohoo, you can celebrate it. But what matters is what you harvest. Today is my husband's birthday. Happy birthday, my love. I love you so much, and I wish we could spend today together, but you know what? I'm looking forward to our date night over the clouds. And you're going, what? Over the clouds? Yes, I know. We FaceTime each other. We'll watch TV shows, our favorite things together. We'll watch college ball together. You know us. We love football. So we'll set up times. And so we have a time to set up, and he's going to have his dinner, and I'm not going to be there to make it for him, but he's going to enjoy it, and I'll enjoy my dinner with him, and we're going to celebrate his life. Most of you know that, you know, we are in the midst of moving. We're up north right now. He's already moved down south. We haven't sold our home yet. I figure we will probably be moving in the new year around, you know, sometime January, February. I know God's got it all planned out. And a lot of people don't understand. Christiane, I don't understand how you can sit here and smile every day. Your husband's not with you. You know, it's like you're separated. And, you know, the whispers and the rumors begin. I'm like, you just don't understand. I try to explain it. They don't get it. Because in their life, they're looking at the tangible, what they can see, what they can touch. But you see, I choose to harvest differently. I harvest from my heart and what God has given me. Live joyously every day. I love you, baby. Happy birthday. How are you living your days? Are you really trying to just get by? Come on, be honest. If you want to grow personally, professionally, if you want to grow your relationship, if you with your spouse, your relationship with Christ, if you want to grow your business, if you want to grow spiritually, financially, wherever you want to grow, in what area of your life, at some point, you gotta be real and raw with yourself. I struggled actually writing some of these notes because I was like, how do I explain joy? How do I tell someone else that they need to find joy in the CRAP that's out there? And I'm telling you, you can find it. I have, and I've lived through some really hard times in my life. Times that I've shared with you. times that I wish sometimes would just go away. But the thing is they don't define me. They help refine me. God uses them miraculously, and he works through them in my journey and in my life. And I always go back to live joyously every day. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you're finding your joy in the CRAP of life, you want things to hold on to, you're going to have some hard days yet to come. Because there's not that much out there to be excited about. Maybe you're an Amazon shopper. You like the Prime stuff where you get the free shipping and two-day delivery. Woohoo! Or if you live in a big city, it comes like maybe 4 hours after you order it. How cool. I do not live in a big city, and I do not have that convenience. I do get to drive to a grocery store, so I'm grateful for that. But maybe you're that Amazon shopper that says, oh, when I buy this, woohoo, it feels so good. And what happens 2 days later after it arrives? Oh, yeah, I ordered that. Oh, yeah, this is cool. The joy kind of wears off after a while. And then you have to go out and you have to look for something again. Oh, what else can I do to fill that little hole? We're all trying to fill this big hole within our heart. That joy can only be filled by your Creator. You can stuff as much stuff as you want in your life. You can volunteer till literally you're on your deathbed. You can be and have all the money in the world, but nothing is going to bring you the joy that Christ does. There's just something about it, because that's how he created you. He wants that connection with you. You want to build your marriage up. You want to have a strong relationship with your spouse. Find the joy in the Lord. Let him be your strength. So you can build up instead of tearing down every single time that, oh, well, this broke, now what? Or you're looking at somebody's Facebook highlight and you're like, wow, they get to take a fall break. Some of you are coming up to fall break. I know schools take it. And you get like a, you know, an extra week off. How cool is that? We used to live in a school district that did that. It was wonderful. We had fall break. We had Thanksgiving break. We had Christmas break. We had spring break. There were so many breaks. It was fantastic. But then you look at it and you're like, well, we don't get to go anywhere this year. Boy, it must be nice to do what they do. And then what? You're just kind of somber. Then you get mad because, well, that job that you took isn't doing what it said and you couldn't take off and whatever. And then the kids are mad at you and everybody's kind of moody. And then it's that time of the month. Any of this sound familiar? You can't live your life by what you see. You have to live your life by what you harvest. And Christ says, harvest in me. I've got the best joy that there is. The joy of the Lord is your strength. What are you doing about it today? Seriously, are you going to walk around moping? I know it's a weekend. Go enjoy some college ball. Okay, think of me when you're watching that college ball. Or maybe if you're not, then think of me because you're not watching it. But I'll be watching some of my good college ball. Love it, love it. I'll be cheering loud. My children will be like, Mom, would you quiet it down? We're trying to record here. I'm like, okay, sorry. I get a little bit involved. Get a little bit involved this weekend in joy. Get a little bit testy with joy. Find the little sprinkles. You like cupcakes? I love cupcakes. But if you take off the sprinkles, you remove the icing, there sits this little round blob. Okay, it's not exactly round, but we're going to call it round. I don't care if you're Martha Stewart. I don't care if you're Rachel Ray. I don't care if you're me or if you're you. It doesn't matter how you make that cupcake, whether it's going to be black, whether it's going to be white, whether it's going to be a golden yellow, they all look the same. But what happens is then you begin to put the icing on. And then you begin to add the decorations, the sprinkles. Where are your sprinkles of goodness in your life? Where's the sprinkles of gratitude, the sprinkles of love, the sprinkles of hope? Choose to live joyously every day, and you'll be eating a cupcake like anything every day. It'll sweeten your day up, and you won't have to be moping around all the time. No, it may not solve your problems with your finances. No, it's not going to solve your problem in your marriage. No, it's not going to heal you. But you know what? It's going to change your life. Because God's going to come in and he's going to fill that hole that you've been trying to fill with every single thing in your life. Choose joy. Choose to live joyously every day. That's my challenge to you. So go out, find those sprinkles. Take a cupcake. Look at it. Next time you go, look at that barren cupcake. Okay, if you don't like cupcakes, think of a muffin. You know, nothing tastes better than the extra stuff that they put on top of that muffin. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. That sweetness, oh, that brings lots of joy. Happy to my tummy. I want you to bring happy to your heart. Find that joy today because God wants to give it to you. Stop trying to fill it with the stuff. Because when you understand that when you fill that hole in your heart with joy and it's Christ's joy, oh my goodness, watch out. You're going to be smiling more often. And it's not going to be the faux smile. No, no, it's going to be genuine. And you're going to be able to love more. You're going to be able to give more. And you're going to be like, I don't know what happened. There will be this inner glow that people see. They'll be like, something's different about you. They won't be able to put their finger on it because nothing else has changed except for the joy in your heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where's your joy? Go find it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.